This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A federal jury today found Azamat Tazayakov guilty of impeding the FBI's investigation into the Boston Marathon bombings when he removed evidence from the dorm room of his friend, bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. Jurors deliberated for 15 hours over 3 days before returning their verdicts. The jury also delivered one not guilty verdict on a related charge. Tazayakov now faces up to 25 years in prison. Joining us now from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston is WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who was at the courtroom as the verdicts were read. And Bruce, would you describe the scene in court today as that happened?
Oh, it was very tense. As soon as the first verdict was guilty came in, the mom just let out a sob, and the room kind of stopped. The Tazayakov wiped a tear from his eye.
In terms of what led to these charges, there were several items removed from Tsarnaev's room in UMass Dartmouth, his dorm room. That included a backpack containing fireworks, a thumb drive, and a laptop. The judge asked jurors to consider those items independently. What did the jury find?
Well, that was the interesting part. The jury was instructed, and they had a jury form, a slip, that said, consider these things separate. There was the laptop in each charge. There was the obstruction of justice charge, and then the conspiracy charge, and they were separated out. There's the laptop, and then there's the backpack with the fireworks, the Vaseline, and the thumb drive. And he asked them to consider those separately. The jury. I spoke with one. It was named David Antonini. He was from Duxbury. I spoke to him soon after the verdict was read outside, and here's what he had to say.
We debated long and hard. The backpack took us until this morning to come up to a decision on, and I thought it was going to be forever on the laptop. When we looked at the charges, the laptop had been left out on the table. If they had opened it or tampered with it in any way possible, we felt that would have been really obstructing justice, but they just left it there. They took the laptop because it was valuable, plain and simple.
So that's what's interesting about this. When he talks about they left it there, the government alleged that Khatibayev, another roommate, and Tazayakov took the backpack and these other things from the Tsarnaev's dorm and took it back to their apartment off campus. And they found the laptop there, but the backpack had been thrown into the trash. And the question is, did they take both? Did they mean to take both? Why did they leave the laptop and why did they throw out the backpack? And in fact, this is going to be the basis of the appeal. When I spoke with Matthew Myers, who was one of the defense attorneys, he says, it's kind of strange. This kid was trying to, he didn't know anything. He didn't take the backpack. There was no evidence that he took it. It was the other guy, he kept on saying. So that's going to be the basis of the appeal, that they separated these things out.
Bruce, you mentioned another friend of Jahar Tsarnaev, Khatibayev. There's also another friend named Robel Filippos, and there are trials pending for both of these young men. Mm-hmm. Do we have any insights into those trials based on the outcome of today's?
Well, this was actually one case separated into three trials. The judge decided to do that. So they have the same case number. That's why Carmen Ortiz, who's the U.S. attorney, had very little to say when she came out and spoke to reporters. She just simply said, "I'm tremendously gratified by the jury's verdict," and that was it. And the reason she didn't say anything else is because anything else could potentially prejudice those other two cases. One is in September and one is at the end of August.
The defense team has been very open that part of its strategy was to portray Tazayakov as an immature, pot-smoking college kid who didn't yet have the adult judgment needed to make the right decision in this situation. Any sense of how that approach resonated with the jury?
They remembered it. They kept on hearing from different witnesses, fellow students at UMass Dartmouth, who called him the good kid. And actually, it got to the juror.
A lot of it sent around being a mama's boy, and he was just, and we were all like, he put himself in a bad situation. And unfortunately, it's the people you surround yourself with sometimes that get you into trouble.
And what it means there, Sasha, is that what particularly swayed the last juror, there was a holdout until this morning, and the holdout was based upon the hat that allegedly Khatibayev had brought back, a red and blue baseball cap, back to the apartment. And when the FBI came to arrest these guys, actually it was Homeland Security who arrested them, when they came back to arrest them at their apartment, Khatibayev was wearing the hat, and he says he was told to, kind of hand it over. And he said, "Well, I kind of like it." And Tazayakov takes it off his head, and he says, "Give him the damn hat." And the defense attorney, saying, "Well, look, he's trying to help these guys. He's trying to help the prosecution." And yet, that singular moment where he took off the hat and he grabbed it and he said, "Give him the damn hat." The juror said that was the point at which this other juror folded and said, "Well, there's more to this guy. There's some substance. He's not just a mama's boy."
So some resonance, but still not enough for them to come back with not guilty on all counts.
No, not at all.
So as we mentioned, up to 25 years possible for Tezza Yakov. Mm-hmm. When is the sentencing hearing? Is it scheduled yet?
October 16th, 2 p.m. But the attorneys are saying, look, let's lighten up on this kid. Maybe give him time served and deport him. But the judge, he says, is under a lot of pressure around the whole marathon bombing cases. So he says he's not optimistic.
That's WBUR reporter Bruce Gellerman from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome, Sasha.
Stay with us. Coming up, a pilot program at Beth Israel that lets psychiatry patients see their therapist's notes. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.